So my adventures with apple cider vinegar continue. I am now sitting with this very full mug of a dollop of apple cider vinegar and water. And I gotta say, to the people who drink apple cider vinegar straight out of the bottle, like just get a spoonful of it, are you okay? No, like, are your insides okay? Because I diluted this thing with water yesterday. I kid you not, it burned going down my throat. I was like, oh, hell no. This is the devil's elixir. What? But my mug was full, so then I still had to drink some of that and then add more water. And then I reached, like, the perfect level of dilution for myself. But honestly, y'all, this shit burns. Why didn't anyone tell me this? I am sipping it through a straw, and because I saw that recommendation online, and I was like, yeah, yeah, you should definitely not be allowing this to touch your enamel at all. But I do want to say, I feel so much better. I don't know what it is about it. Like, I felt like it was clearing up my sinuses, and I don't know if it's even doing that, but it did something magical to me yesterday. So here I am recording with you with my mug of hellfire juice, and I've been really fine-tuning my like health just say health in general, like my consumption, the foods I'm eating, my daily routine, all of that. Like, there's been changes that I've been working on for a few years, and it's taking me a while to kind of release certain habits, and it's like all gelling together this fall. And so I don't really drink like the Starbucks, like all the like seasonal drinks, but I gotta say the apple cider, diluted apple cider vinegar is feeling kind of fall and festive. I don't know, it's doing something for me. And I got it in this really cute chocolate mug that maybe I'll post a picture of on Instagram because I'm trying to revive my Insta. Okay, this is a long ass introduction. I mean, wait, let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Unique Bell, and I'm the Pussy Queen. I blend tantric philosophy, science, and my own embodied soul wisdom to help women, men, non-binary people, and couples recover their original soul essence and sacred bond. I empower women with the tools to deepen into pussy consciousness, reclaim their sacred slut, and go deeper into their personal wild. And I help men reclaim and integrate their primal sexual power, experience sexual mastery, and liberate their energy from cock to crown. You're listening to the Women Gone Wild podcast. This is episode 106, The Wildly Orgasmic State of Consciousness. Welcome to the show. Okay, back to my chocolate mug. I don't know, I want to finish what I was saying. It's not super important, but okay. I got this chocolate looking mug when I went to, I almost said Nebraska, and then I almost said, is it New Hampshire? Is that where I went? Yes, I went to New Hampshire, the sister of Vermont, and their moose there, and I didn't get to see a moose, but they had like moose sculptures and like moose themed things throughout like their little towns, and I was getting so excited to see a moose. We did not see one, but I got a chocolate mug that has a moose on it, and there's like a little moon and stars, and that's what I've got my apple cider vinegar in, and it's feeling very, very autumnal to me. But okay, let's get into announcements before we dive into this really juicy episode. Okay, the only major announcement that I have for you today is you are awesome. Just kidding. No, not kidding about you being awesome. Hello, you are awesome, but that's not the only announcement. I have a couple announcements. Number one, you are awesome. You're awesome for being here. And if you're new here, I have goodies for you. So if you take my free intimacy accelerator quiz, you'll get matched with a free 7-day practice. Exciting! So there's something there for women, men, couples. It's a practice that's going to help you tune into yourself and meet your personal intimacy goals based on what you get matched with by taking the quiz. So give it a try, and it's just fun to take quizzes. I was actually talking to someone earlier this week about how much people love quizzes, myself included. And I love that you all have been enjoying the quiz, and how many of you have taken it is astounding. And, you know, going through and doing the practice for the 7 days, you get emails, like I send out emails supporting you along the way. But yeah, I've gotten some good feedback on it. So I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. And I just love how, I don't know, there's something about the quiz. Is it because we grew up on BuzzFeed, or like, what is it? Quizzes do it for us. But anyways, if you're new here, head to the link in the show notes. It's uniquebell.com/quizmebitch. Just kidding. It's just uniquebell.com/quizme. To take the quiz. And my second announcement is related to today's episode, actually. So Wildly Orgasmic, I mentioned my previously 6-week masterclass that I first opened this summer is now a 4-month deep dive, and we are getting into it. So you're gonna learn more about what I mean when I say wildly orgasmic in the episode. So I won't go into too many details about the program because we're going to get into it. But I do want you to know that doors are opening on Wednesday, October 5th, I believe it is. Quick math. Yes. It's Sunday today. So doors will be opening in just a few days. We have another collection of those free classes for you if you want to get like a teaser for the program, but also get some really awesome tools. I'm doing a free 30-minute pleasure class on Monday and Tuesday this week. So that's Monday, October 3rd, and Tuesday, October 4th. And the Monday class is at 9 a.m. Tuesday class is at 3 p.m. These are Eastern times. There are no replays. I know not everyone will be able to make it to those times. We had a bunch of times last week as well. So this is the final week of this free pleasure class. So if you can make it live, come and join us. It's called Rewild and Unleash Your Orgasm. And you'll receive two practices. We'll do two live guided practices within the class to help you reconnect with your pussy, and also, you know, to kind of get a feel of where you are on your own journey to becoming wildly orgasmic. You know, kind of, it's what's the word I'm looking for? You know, when you like, oh, let me think about it. It's like an intro assessment, right? So like if you've ever gone to physical therapy, they always have, or if you do anything, if you get coaching with me, for example, the first thing is always like an assessment of where you are right now. And so taking that free class is a wonderful way to kind of gauge where you are in terms of, do you have the three foundations that the three core needs that need to be met? Are those being met in your life, in your relationship, in order for you to be wildly orgasmic? And also, do you have access to the resources, the training to become wildly orgasmic, right? Are you kind of taking these steps? And so all of that is within the free training. So if you want to join that, like I said, it's Monday and Tuesday. No replays. The link to join is in the show notes. It's uniquebell.com/free training, which is also where I think I'll just, every time I'm doing a free class or something, it'll be that link. So you can always check in on that link to see if there's anything coming up, or just go to uniquebell.com. I've got a calendar of the events I do, and the upcoming events. There's a calendar just right there on the homepage, so you can always check in on that to see what's coming up and what's available for you. But yes, back to Wildly Orgasmic. Doors are opening. I'm super excited. Doors are opening on Wednesday. And this is your opportunity to really hone your orgasmic skills, because yes, it is a skill. We don't just orgasm instantaneously. I mean, you get so good at it that it does happen that way. But for a lot of us, it's learning. We actually have to learn how to, orgasm. And so a lot of us didn't really get that insight or training from society or sex ed in high school. So this is high quality sex ed for you, where we'll be going into the many different routes or pathway into pleasure and how you can find your kind of sweet spot in it. Because I give a lot of variations with every tool. There's like three core main tools that I'll introduce to you, and that's the three core pleasure expanders. But I give you variations and ways to tweak each tool, because that is going to be different for all of us. And this is why working with a coach is so helpful, is because we're all different. There isn't kind of a one size fits all when it comes to pleasure, right? When it comes to orgasm, it's like, do you know when you're like watching or doing a yoga video, and the instructor gives you just the like perfect cue, the perfect adjustment, like they tell you it in such a way that it just hits the spot. So I try to do a lot of those. I offer a lot of those in this program, because what is gonna hit the spot for you and like finally like make that puzzle piece fit into place, it's gonna be unique for you. And so we offer a lot of variations within the program. Some of us are more, masculine. Some of us are more feminine when it comes to our sexuality. Some of us are switchy. We like to mix things up, right? And so there's a lot in the program for you to find what works for you. And so if you're ready to do the work to know what makes you orgasm, because it's you, it's really you who are orgasming. It's not your partner making you, it's not anyone else, right? It's you. It's you enjoying opening up to, becoming aware, connecting to yourself. If you're ready to finally do that work and discover what that is for you, and also master things like breast orgasms, tantric orgasms, or using energy to orgasm, right? Full body orgasms, then come into Wildly Orgasmic. And with that, let's get on into what I actually mean. What is the Wildly Orgasmic state of consciousness? Let's dive in. Wow. I just took a apple cider vinegar break, and it sure is a strong taste. I'm probably thinking I need to mix it up every morning. I don't know if I'll drink it every morning, or I like it. I do like it. It just might take some time to get used to. Okay. So let's get into the topic of today. A magical, and so, right off the bat, you might be thinking, oh, this is a magical state of mind. I probably need to get there through hypnosis or like through something very esoteric. Like she's about to like take us to another planet with this shit right here. Right. So my kind of approach to pleasure is, my personal belief is that it doesn't have to be super complicated, and same thing for spiritual teachings. I want to get it to such a point of clarity that you understand exactly how to get there, and it's not over complicated. It doesn't feel inaccessible to you. You don't feel like you have to reinvent the wheel, right? And you have access to tools that will work on you over time so that you become even more present, you become even more pleasure sensitive over time, right? The more and more you use the tools and more you practice. And so right away, I want you to know that this is not a, you're not going to need to do like some kind of hypnosis. It's not a state of mind that's going to, you know, require something like going to a shaman or something like that. I don't know. These are the thoughts that come to my personal mind when I think of like shifting consciousness. It's simply shifting our awareness or opening up our senses so that we're no longer in the everyday state of mind, but we're in a state of mind that is awake to the present moment. That's our body is like, it feels open. Sensations are coming to the surface. We are connected to our bodies, are connected to the moment and the sensations that are coming through. We're aware of our body's impulses and we're in allowance of our body's impulses, right? So this is the shift that you're making. And the key difference between our everyday kind of state of mind where we're shopping for groceries or we're working, and I wouldn't even say working because we can get into this state when we are working as well, when we're creating something, when we're in flow state. So for me, this is not just a state that you get into during intimacy. It's something that you can tap into and utilize in all these different areas of your life. Like I will utilize it when I go for a run. And it's basically shifting out of our mind where the mind is, you know, leading. We're kind of thinking about every little step and we're getting into a flow state where we're connected to our bodies. We're connected to our intuition, our knowing. We're following those impulses and trusting the direction that our body is giving us, our hearts are giving us. And you might realize that this sounds very similar to, you know, the shift that we make when we're sitting down to meditate, or the shift that if you don't necessarily sit down to meditate, maybe you have something in your life that is meditative. I have a friend who loves pottery, so that's the thing that came to mind just now. You know, maybe it is something like pottery or knitting or fishing or going for a walk or going for a run. And so if you have a activity like that that puts you in a meditative state of mind, you know what I'm talking about. But you also know that not all of these are the same for everyone, right? While I can go for a walk and become mesmerized by the trees and the leaves and the clouds and kind of, you know, it can pull me into presence and like this rich gratitude for life, right? Someone else may go for a walk and it's like all their worries are on their mind and it actually can feel stressful, or like you just start to ruminate about everything that's going wrong, right? And so even though walking can inspire this rich presence in me and potentially in all of us, it may not do that for you initially. And this is why some of us are naturally orgasmic. It just happens for us, right? We're able to enter the wildly orgasmic state of consciousness easily because it's that like affinity for us. We just feel it. We feel in tune with our pussies. Maybe we didn't grow up with the same messages of shaming or like self-pleasuring is wrong, sex is wrong, all this stuff, right? Maybe we don't have the same relationship to this thing as another person. And so it just is easier for us to connect to this part of ourselves. Or maybe if we did have it, we were like, who cares, right? We had positive other influences that helped us to be like, no, that's not for me, and choose differently, right? Show up differently when it came to intimacy and our pussies, right? And so for some of us, going on that walk, working with pleasure, self-pleasuring, intimacy, it comes easily. It's natural, right? And for others, we've got all these other blocks. We get into that rumination. We get into that overthinking. We get into that worry. Am I going to orgasm? Am I doing this right? Does it feel good? Do I want to do this? Right? What would so-and-so think? Right? And we start to kind of hesitate at every turn. It doesn't turn into a meditative, enjoying, presence-rich experience. We're not able to actually be present with it because we're in our minds about it, right? Our heart's not open to it. Our heart's not connected in the experience. Our mind is not, you know, able to relax enough to allow you to just be, right? To access deeper states of consciousness, your primal brain, where a lot of your sexual impulses are stored, right? Oh my Lord. My upstairs neighbor is like, I don't know what the fuck these people are doing. It's 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and it sounds like nails on the floor, rolling something on the floor. I hope you guys aren't hearing this, but if you hear like tutting, it's literally whatever is going up on up there. I'm so sorry. But back to the wildly orgasmic state of consciousness, right? So for some of us, it's easy to get here, to just go with the energy, to like let yourself go in the experience, let yourself go in your sexuality, not worry so much about what other people are gonna think. You don't have the same level of shame, right? And I like to think of this as it's similar to going through a traumatic event, right? So an event can be traumatic, but it may not cause PTSD in everyone. Some people, it will cause PTSD and it will have lasting effects, and others, it won't. And the same is, you know, experiencing our society, one that is pussy negative, kind of controlling of women, where it's like you want to be a sex appeal, but you don't want to be too sexually appealing, right? Like there's all these kind of impossible tight roping that women have to do. And for some of us, we are able to navigate it to some degree well, right? You may still need have areas where you can grow with your relationship with your pussy and in your sexuality, but for the most part you feel okay, right? I've worked with women who are like, I felt okay, but I still didn't like realize just how much better it can be, right? So I'm not saying that, oh, just because you find it somewhat easy or you have some ease with it, that there's not areas of growth that you could experience, right? But for some of us, we do have that PTSD essentially from going through this society and not feeling safe in our bodies, not feeling like it was safe to embody our sexuality, feeling like we might get attacked on the street. I had a really scary event that happened to me a few weeks ago that really brought this to life. It was just like, wow, you know, being a woman, there's a lot of fear and PTSD, like literally lived traumatic experiences that we go through. And it's our access to community, our ability to get help, that really helps us to not fall into store that trauma in our bodies. And so if you didn't have like amongst the crazy a positive resource for that when it came to sexuality and pleasure, you may still bring all of this into your sex life, right? And so entering this wildly orgasmic state where you're surrendered, where, you know, you're just dancing with the energy of life. And I might say these, you know, I'm giving you these cues and you're probably like, yeah, I really want that. I really want to do that. I just don't know how. I'm too tightly wound up. I'm too stressed. It's too much going on. I don't even know where to start, right? How do I even turn my brain off, right? We've talked a lot about the ego in September, and by now, hopefully, you know, I'm not someone who's telling you to turn your brain off. I want to help you simply switch the channel you know, take the remote switch, feel your power to actually shift your focus. Because the ego, the mind, is always going to be thinking. You know, it's always going to be forming ideas or trying to figure out something, right? Categorizing, is this what I want? It's always going to be doing its thing. And the more, this is, you know, so sad, because when we take this idea of I need to turn my brain off, or I'm not being present enough when it comes to sex, the more that we try to force that, the more our brains activate and work, right? And so I want to give you tools that are not focused on turning the mind off, but actually focusing on the body, focusing on pussy, focusing on sensation. And this will naturally lead to you getting out of your mind and coming into your body, but it's also going to naturally increase your pleasure sensitivity. How fucking awesome is that? And this is why I fucking love this work. I love this work because it's doing two things at once. It's doing two things at once in this brilliant way. It's helping you reconnect with your body, right? And with that comes so many benefits. That means you are, first of all, able to move stuck energy, emotional, you know, intensity that's causing numbing or disassociation. You're able to gently release trauma or wounding if you have gone through some traumatic events when it comes to your sexuality or just being in your body in general. It's helping you to actually feel your emotions and feel sensations in your body. So it's really, really healthy. It's really restorative and healing. And at the same time, it's gonna improve your orgasms. It's gonna increase the intensity, the emotional richness, emotional depth, and even where these orgasms take place. Entering the wildly orgasmic state of consciousness, moving from the mind and into the body, it's healing, it's restorative, and it enhances your pleasure. And this is what you'll be learning in Wildly Orgasmic. 4 months. We're taking it step by step. And I'm a strategic builder when it comes to the coaching plans that I create for clients, and also these programs. I like to break things down so that you have the foundational pieces. We lay the foundation and then we build on top of that, layer and layer and layer, until by the time you're at the last module, you're like, whoa, there's things that I've started to do almost like it's becoming muscle memory, because I started with that really good foundation, right? And I learned the steps in the correct order, and that helped me to easily assimilate the next tool, easily incorporate the next thing. You know, we start with your mindset and making sure that there aren't any kind of alarming red flags when it comes to orgasm or pleasure for you. Maybe you have a deep fear that if you were to orgasm, X, Y, and Z may happen, right? So we gotta make sure that the subconscious mind feels that this is something that's safe for you to do, right? Being in your sexuality is safe. And so you're gonna get practices to help you make sure that foundation of it's safe for me to be here, that your heart is connected to your pussy. You're gonna feel that love connection too. And that you belong, right? We're gonna start with laying that foundation first, right? That this is something that you can do and find community in, right? So many of us have either ancestrally or within our own life, you know, series of lifetimes, we have a fear that we're gonna be cast out or something, right? If we were to be in our sexualities. And so it's really important that every single woman makes sure that she feels love, safe, and that she has a sense of belonging around her sexuality. And not just sexuality in general, but your specific authentic expression, right? Because that's what we are really getting clear on as well, is what does it look like for you? What do you actually desire? How do you actually show up you know, being embodied and empowered, it looks differently for every single person. It's probably not going to look like the way it shows up for me and how I, you know, express my pussy queenness, right? It's going to be different for you. And then from there, you learn orgasmic focus. What I mean by that, how to cultivate that spaciousness, that sense of awareness. And that lays the foundation for then for you to start to use the three core pleasure expanders. And we go through those in 3 weeks, one per week, and you have multiple exercises and training on them. And then it comes together with halfway through, we get into the module on combining all of these tools. And so the three core pleasure expanders, I should know as well, that we'll be going through and that you'll be learning are breath. So how to use breath work to expand your pleasure, and also how to use it for arousal. You'll learn sounding, how to use sounding to improve your level of awareness, and also to move energy in the body, which you'll learn why that's really important. And you'll also learn how to use presence, or more aptly, focus. And, you know, not just kind of sitting there and trying to quiet the mind, but bringing all your senses to life, right? Because sex is it's not just about, I don't know, zenning out. It's about enjoying, tasting, reveling, right? And so we get really sensational and wild in that module, which is a lot of fun. Okay, and so then it accumulates. By the end of the second month, you'll be doing the Entering the Wildly Orgasmic State module. And the next 2 months is all about expanding that, right? So we have an orgasmic play week, and we'll do live play shops together. The itinerary for the program is going to be on the website. So you can go to uniquebell.com/wildlyorgasmic. On Wednesday, when doors open, I might, you know, have it up earlier so you can pop in and check out. But definitely, you can go to that link right now. And if doors aren't open, you'll see the sign up form to join the waitlist, so that I'll email you when doors do open. So if you're stoked about this program, just join the waitlist and you'll get notified when doors open. But yeah, Wednesday. And so you can look through all the things we'll be doing. But the second half of the program, we're focusing on tantric orgasms, learning how to have full body orgasms, learning how to enter altered states of consciousness, learning breast orgasms, extended orgasms. And then the program ends in celebration and a closing ritual. But like I said, you know, this is a skill, and this is why you shouldn't ever, you know, feel shame about wherever you are. Not that you shouldn't, I don't want to shed your experience, but it's, you know, if you're somewhere where you feel like you don't know a lot about how to achieve an orgasm, or like you want to get to the next level and you don't really know how to get there, maybe you are someone where it came naturally, but you don't actually know how to expand, right? Orgasming came naturally to you, it's easy, but now you want to expand and you're like, what are the actual steps? What's actually going on? How do I actually experience these other next level experiences of pleasure? How do I unlock vaginal orgasms? You know, how does that happen? So this is my program for that. A lot of my other programs, they involve a lot of healing work. And this is my program specifically for mastering your orgasm and becoming wildly orgasmic. And now I also will be including a healing hub, which will be practices, additional resources for those of us who are starting off, you know, in a place where we really need to maybe spend a week or a few weeks, also incorporating healing practices, incorporating, you know, pussy massages and releasing tension and trauma and all that stuff that can get stored in our vaginas, right? And so you'll have the Healing Hub for that. And you'll also have the option to add private coaching as well. When doors open, I'll have an option to add private coaching, and I think I might include like a bonus session with some of the payment plans. Like maybe if you pay in full, or if you pay, there'll be three different payment plans, just so that, you know, everyone can have an opportunity to join us. And yeah, so definitely add coaching if you know that along with the actual learning the techniques, you need some additional support with healing or even fine-tuning these techniques, right, so that they work for you. Alrighty, my loves. Okay, so that's the Wildly Orgasmic State of Consciousness. I hope that you're stoked and excited to master this and become so good at it that like you no longer worry like, am I gonna orgasm, am I not, right? Like you don't go into intimacy like this anymore, and you can just relax and it becomes so fun. I literally think of myself as like an artist because I've learned how to move my orgasm and my body and like create these different effects, or it's just fun. And I think that's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be so difficult. But if it is, it's okay. You know, meet yourself where you're at. I used to be there. I was there. And also give yourself the resources and the tools to heal, because this is an important part of our lives. I was going to start this episode by talking about how a lot of the changes that support us entering this wildly orgasmic state of consciousness more easily, it can be like small things, and yet we think that it's going to take a lot. For example, so I forgot to mention, we'll also do a week of kind of laying these lifestyle foundations as well. But for example, it can be as simple as tacking on a pussy breathing practice after yoga or a breast massage in the morning. And these don't have to be long practices, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. I think, you know, it always surprises my clients when my home play for a week is like, okay, this is what I want you to do. Set a timer, 5 minutes, right? And it's like, oh, has it been this simple all along? I had no idea. I didn't know the steps could be this easy, right? And so I really try to break down my program so that you're not getting overwhelmed each week. Like I said, 4 months. I extended this program to 4 months because I know that this takes time and we don't want to overwhelm our nervous system when we're trying to get into pleasure, right? We want it to be light and fun and doable each week. In addition to the program, so the modules with the training and the audio practices and sometimes video practices, you also are getting access to group coaching. You're getting access to weekly live practices. So you'll practice this live with the group. Over Zoom, we'll do some fun practices over Zoom. And so you're getting support every step of the way. You're not having to kind of sit with a book and try to figure it all out. Or, you know, there's some awesome books out there, and I'll include book recommendations in the program for those of you who want to go even deeper. But sometimes, you know, I will get overwhelmed by everything, right? Like when I'm reading a book and I'm trying to improve an area of my life, like for me right now, it's this health stuff, right? And so I know that I need to break it down step by step. I just need someone who's going to walk me through it, especially, you know, if I'm learning for the first time, to lay those good foundations. And then when I go to a book or I'm listening to a podcast, I kind of already have a feel of the land, and right, and so I know already. It's like refining and refining. And so give yourself this 4 months, give yourself this support system to lay those foundations and also expand into places, really master some awesome fucking experiences that's just, I think every single woman deserves to, you know, experience a breast orgasm or a full body orgasm at least once in their life, right? Master these tools, and it's something that's going to keep giving to you for your entire life. This isn't something that, you know, you purchase and you invest in and then you never use it again, right? No, you're going to use this literally for your entire life. Once these become ingrained in your body and how you approach sex, and once you create those pleasure pathways in your body, this is something that you're going to enjoy experiencing for your entire life. So this is one of the best investments that women can make, because it has such a massive return. I'm starting to feel the effects of the apple cider vinegar. Gosh, it is punishment to drink it sometimes. I don't know. It's like, it's hitting me in weird places where it's like, I don't like it, but I like it at the same time. Do you know anything like that? Maybe that's all health foods, right? Like, you know, when you don't like the taste of a vegetable, but you like that you're eating it, or like you don't really want to exercise, but you like that you're exercising. Anyways, I'm starting to feel the effects and I'm quite enjoying it. Ooh. Mm. Okay, so I just finished the rest of it. Because I'm not someone who can sip on that all day. As much as I'm enjoying the benefits, I can't. It needs to be one sitting. Thank you for joining me for this episode and for my cup of apple cider vinegar. I hope you learned a lot. I hope that, you know, maybe things that weren't making sense before are starting to, right? Like, I don't know. I think for me, realizing that there wasn't anything wrong with my body was huge for me when I, you know, started my journey, because I honestly thought there was something wrong. It's just, this is the way I am. And while other people can experience pleasure in these ways, I can't. And to learn that that wasn't the case was so liberating. It freed me up to actually go out there and, okay, say, okay, let me learn the tools. Let me get in a program. Let me take the steps. Let me do the practices. Let me actually learn, because this is something that I can learn, right? This isn't something that's like, it's not like height, right? I know I'm not going to grow any taller. I know I'm not going to, you know, I guess you can shrink as you age or whatever, but I'm not going to, you know, it's not something that's set in stone. This is something that I can work on, and it's also not dependent on my partner. Yes, we want relationships that have good foundations, and it's important that we are taking the steps to cultivate a healthy relationship. You know, you want to have those core foundations of love, safety, and belonging with yourself, right? And with another person. But ultimately, they are not like in my body making me orgasm. It's actually me. And I can master this to the extent that it can happen instantaneously and naturally for me. It can become natural for me, something that was not natural before. And so I just hope that if nothing else, if you take away nothing else, that you take away that message. And, you know, I had my clitoral orgasm. I knew how to do that. But what wasn't natural for me was other kinds of pleasure, vaginal orgasms, right? And so wherever you are in this kind of journey, know that it's learned skills, and you can get better at it. And it's not something that's you have to suffer through, or you just have to stay at the same level for the rest of your life because it's something that's set in stone. It's not. Our bodies, our nervous systems, we are the owners. We we are the, you know, there's a lot that happens in the body that we can't control, but there's a lot that we can control and influence, right? There's a lot that we can build up, right? Just like building muscle, it's the same thing. We can create muscle memory, or I guess nervous system memory, neural memory around orgasming, right? And it can become second nature. So I just want to leave you with that, right? I hope you know that, and I hope you take that away from this episode. And like I said, doors are opening, and you know, if you feel really called to join us, please do. If you know that this is for you, please come on in, and we're excited to get started doing the thing. I have a little pain in my back, a little itch. Yeah. So get on the wait list. Go to uniquebell.com/wildlyorgasmic if you haven't already. If you have any additional questions, maybe you have concerns or what have you, you can email me, unique@uniquebell.com. If you have any questions that you need clarified about the program, or if you're interested in something else, if you maybe just want to do private coaching or whatever, shoot me an email, unique@uniquebell.com. What was I going to say? Oh, right. Yeah. So reminder, doors open on Wednesday, and they'll only be open for a few days. So you want to get in ASAP, like literally, I think they'll stay open for like 5 or 6 days, and then we'll close. Yeah, I hope to see you in the program. With that, me feeling all refreshed with my apple cider vinegar, I am going to do some yoga and maybe do some pussy breathing myself, and then I'll have to edit this episode so that you can actually hear it, because tis the life of a podcaster. Ooh, that just reminded me that I watched Hocus Pocus 2 this weekend, and I wasn't impressed. Can we talk about it? Let's talk about it next episode. I don't know, y'all. It didn't hit the spot for me. Okay, I love you. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, a rating, and a review wherever you're listening. Helps the show grow. And also just share this with everyone you know. Share it with friends, lovers. And let's continue to expand orgasmically together. Love you. Sending you kisses. Besos, bon besos, bon besos. Wow, I just mixed patois and Spanish. Look at me go. Oh, the places I will go. The heights I will reach. Besos, pan besos, pan besos. Big up. Bye. I don't think I've ever spoken patois on here before. More to come, I guess. Love you.